On Sunday, live with Michael Gilfix, KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky. No good news, but maybe a good vibe about the economy means a strong finish to the week on Wall Street. The Dow ended the day up 164 points. The Commerce Department said the U.S. economy grew at a rather lame 1.6% in the second quarter. But the Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, promised today the Federal Reserve would safeguard the country's recovery.
As long as we recognize that there will be slow and steady progress to be made, then the markets can continue to move forward. And I think that's the message the Fed chairman was trying to send. I think to some extent the markets got that message.
Economist Joel Naroff, the slowing economy is keeping many Americans on the couch, and cable companies are benefiting from that. The average cable customer paid $123 a month in the second quarter. That's an increase of 8%. An American held for 7 months in North Korea arrived back in Boston today, accompanied by former President Carter, who helped gain his release. Bernice Corpus watched Gomes reunite with his family at Logan Airport.
Avalon Gomes, the family welcomed him with a big group hug at first, and then one by one he gave them a hug. There were a lot of tears, as you can imagine, as the former President Jimmy Carter looked on.
Avalon Gomes had been an English teacher in South Korea before he crossed into North Korea for some unknown reason. 5 years ago this weekend, Hurricane Katrina hit the Gulf Coast, killing more than 1,800 people and causing billions of dollars in damage.
In the lower Ninth Ward section of New Orleans, 5 years after Katrina, we find trucks still picking up moldy drywall and many homes still empty, left the way they were when Katrina hit.
It's actually refreshing to see that they're still picking up stuff, because it means people are still doing things. It's an exciting thing to see that things are still happening.
Calvin Alexander is living in a shed, still trying to rebuild his destroyed home. Alex Stone, ABC News, New Orleans.
There are three storms in the Atlantic right now. The strongest, Hurricane Danielle, could cause rip currents along the East Coast. You're listening to ABC News.
There's complete. Ready, set, hut! And then there's most complete.
Blue 42, set, hut!
Like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Live from Progressive.
Next on the line is Jake.
Hey, Flo. Years ago, I just went with my dad's auto insurance company. Could I be paying too much?
Maybe. But when we compare Progressive Direct rates to other top companies, you could save hundreds.
Hundreds!
Hundreds!
Hundreds! Is there an echo in here?
Compare and save. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The governor of New Jersey has fired his education commissioner for mistakes in paperwork that cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars. Ohio edged out New Jersey in the so-called race to the top competition. Social networking is for more than teens, tweens, and 20-somethings. Mary Madden at the Pew Internet Research Center finds older users logging on more often.
That's a very important effect of these tools, that older adults can log on to these sites, reconnect with people from their past, and stay in touch with people at a time in their lives when they're more likely to be increasingly isolated.
She says the number of internet users ages 50 and up using Facebook and Twitter climbed from 22% last year to 42% this year. California is already battling over same-sex marriage. Now everyone who wants to tie the knot in that state may have something to fight about. Governor Schwarzenegger is expected to sign a bill that would increase the cost of marriage licenses by $10 to $33. The extra money would fund domestic violence shelters. The much-heralded Washington Nationals rookie pitcher Steven Strasburg has a torn elbow ligament and probably needs surgery. ESPN's Dr. Michael Kaplan says it could sideline Strasburg for a year.
I think he'll likely be back next season. It may not be for the beginning of the season, but at some point during it, I would say the prospects are very good.
The promising right-hander will seek a second opinion before the Nationals make a final decision on Tommy John surgery. This is ABC News.
I will not spend my weekend covered in drywall dust.
I will simply fix the leaky faucet in the guest bathroom.
I will not go to a store so big
it has its own zip code.
I will go to Ace.
And I will get it done fast.
And then I will not leave the couch till Monday morning.
Every store has thousands of Ace brand products to help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list. So get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace, the helpful place.
I'm Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. We are awaiting a verdict in the Presbyterian Church trial against a former priest accused of violating church law when she officiated same-sex marriages during the time when it was legal in California. As California enters its ninth week without a budget, state higher education leaders say the delay is creating financial problems and uncertainty for public colleges and universities. Bart Ryder is getting a break on fares, albeit one they won't see for a couple of years. The agency board voted this week to scrap an inflation-linked fare increase that was set to go into effect in 2012. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Walnut Creek, east 24 before 680. Two cars at a crash off to the shoulder. San Jose, southbound on 101 after Story Road. Four cars partially in the left lane. Go to KellymoreRadioCoupon.com to get 30% off the retail price on the highest quality paint. That's KellymoreRadioCoupon.com for 30% off retail on the paint trusted by the pros. Kelly Moore, the painter's paint store. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Fog and low clouds developing over the bay tonight and tomorrow morning. By the afternoon, it's going to be partly sunny, a few sprinkles still possible over the hills, and cooler temperatures. Highs 50s at the ocean, 60s at the bay, 70s inland. It's 59 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. All right, we'll start with two. How do I link these two? They're linked. Stick with me. Two churches denied permits. Churches. That's a generic church because the first one happens to be a mosque, but it also happens to be in Chicago. It's not Ground Zero. And there has a permit has been denied to open a mosque at a site of an empty restaurant, and the city business leaders didn't agree. And it's impossible to say whether this has anything to do with, of course, Islam, but it has something to do with it because the cover excuse is, well, we'd rather put something, rather than put something nonprofit in there, we'd rather put a profit-making enterprise. Of course, this building has been empty for a long time, not generating any money, taxes for the city, where a church does not generate, pay taxes, right? Because they don't pay taxes. Heck of a deal. And they want to put in the people, there's a strong Muslim community, by the way, in this part of Chicago. See, that's also interesting. This is not out of the blue. And they say angry is not our religion. Our religion is respect. This is a religious freedom country. You are not supposed to deny right to build a mosque. We are planning to educate people about Islam, a misunderstood religion. Who is the spokesman, right? So I don't want to get into that whole deal, but it's a very nice segue into this church, which almost made it. Now, I'm not sure how you define a church. I'm not sure how you can say to me that Scientology is a church and they get tax-exempt status. That's here. Other countries, they don't recognize it as a church. Well, here's a church in southern Sweden, been fighting a lengthy battle, court battle, to be registered as a faith community in Sweden. But Sweden's Supreme Administrative Court said there were no grounds to appeal the Court of Appeal decision to reject the application. The application was for, well, an orgasm church. The belief, the self-appointed cardinal, whose name I can't pronounce, he said he believes that orgasm is God and should be worshipped. I'm going to let that sink in a little bit. I'm not talking about silly stuff here, oh God, oh God, oh God, but I was thinking the probably the most common ecstatic human experience. And listen, ecstasy is a part of religious awe, isn't it? The most common ecstatic experience that humans have could certainly be said to be orgasm. I certainly could think of that as worthy of worship. We owe, and when I say we, it's very rare in this program that I can say 100% of you. That's right, 100% of you are here as a result of orgasm. It's the reason we exist as human beings. So it's not so silly as it sounds. The orgasm is the ultimate feeling. I'm reading from the church. You can reach it through art or by looking at a landscape and thinking, wow. The Madonna of Orgasm Church is centered on a similarly named painting, which sparked protests during a World's Fair in Seville, Spain. This is like going back 20 years ago. The agency said the church's name would offend Christians, but the cardinal had argued successfully in an earlier court that local Christians, including the Church of Sweden, a parish priest, welcomed the unconventional religion. He also pointed out the word Madonna translates as My Lady and does not necessarily refer to the Virgin Mary. Okay. More secular religious conflict. This is kind of cute. Strippers dressed in bikinis, sunbathing every day in front of this church. It's a church which has picketed a local strip club, and they carry messages from Scripture. And they have photographed. Now, this is a pretty clever tactic, I must admit. The church is photographing license plates of patrons and asked them if their mothers and wives knew where they were. And the church and the owner of the strip club, they've sat down to try to call off this not-quite-so-nude crew from their three-month-long protest if the church responds in kind. And the pastor said something I wonder if you believe. We cannot share territory with the devil. Light and darkness cannot exist together. So the strip club has to go. I don't know. Don't light and darkness exist together? I think this is a problem with our society and our culture, is that we have trouble with the gray areas. We have trouble with the dawns and the dusks, right? We want it to be either light or dark. It makes it a lot easier to think about things and put them in boxes and walk away with a little more comfort than it does to deal with the gray areas in life, which is mostly what life is. So when dawn happens and dusk happens, well, that's light and dark existing together. But what amazes me, this is a town, now I live the nearest big city to where I live, about a half hour away, is a town of about 1,000 people. This town of 1,000 people has four churches and a strip club. We have neither where I live. I'm not sure what the difference is. And then the church, you know, to their credit, said they've offered to help pay the strippers for food, rent, utilities, and gas if they leave the strip club. But many women say their jobs are a stopover on the way to work in cosmetology or the medical field, and it's a meal ticket that shelters them from the stigma of welfare. I'll let them work it out in Warsaw, Ohio. And then here's the strangest erotic crime I've heard of. Here's a woman in Cincinnati. Simultaneously, they call the police pull up because the windows were too dark. You know, you can darken your windows with that plastic, and it's against the law to do your driver's windows that way. And, of course, they found her with a self-stimulating toy in use, watching pornography on a laptop while driving. But she wasn't texting. And one last church-related item. Here's a man suing the Church Christ of Latter-day Saints because he was involved in baptisms. And while performing the submersions, he injured his back after 200 baptisms. He said some of those who were baptized weighed as much as 250 pounds, which ain't bad. A lot of people weigh more than that. And the lawsuit contends that the church failed to warn him that the repetitive nature of the baptisms could result in injury. Oh, yeah, a couple more things. Now, this is just to stir you up. Then we'll get into some other stuff here. This is from a listener, Tom in Fairbank. Thank you for that. We were talking about, you know, you can't say the word without having a conversation. I don't want to have a conversation, but I'm allowed to say the word. It says, God is by far the biggest abortionist due to embryos that don't implant and those that spontaneously abort. And yes, it's true. Most fertilized ova do not make it all the way. They are miscarried early in pregnancy. And he says here, Planned Parenthood is the biggest preventer of abortions by providing birth control. Then an answer to what Jesus said about circumcision and in his wisdom. And one of our listeners has looked this up for it. He says, if it were worthwhile, their father would beget them already circumcised from their mother. Rather, true circumcision in the spirit has become completely useful. In other words, why would God put tissue in the human body and then command us to remove it. Is that a mistake? I don't know. Seems he only commanded Jews to do it. So why would he not command Christians to do it? Oh, I love little things like that. You got an answer to that? Let me know. Quickly about organic food, a big article, Time Magazine. I thought I'd flip over it real quickly, highlight it for you, because it just goes over the controversy, if there is one. A professor here says something. He says, it's food, man. It's identity. What you eat's become your identity. Isn't that true? Oh, I'm organic. Oh, I eat only raw food. Oh, I eat this. I eat that. We encourage people to eat sensibly and virtuously, and then we set incredibly high bars for how to do it. And he talks about organic versus conventional produce and that big study that found no difference nutritionally between conventional produce and organic produce in all but three food things. And then there's studies which claim to have found a difference. I'm not sure that's really that important. It's what you eat that's more important. Because if, you know, one particular kind of food has less of something, so you eat more of it, and the rest of your diet's going to make up for it. And for consumers to stay healthy and feed their families and do it on a budget, it's hard if you're going to try and do all organic. And they go into, to keep the food flowing and the prices low enough so you can continue buying it requires, unfortunately, industrial engineering tricks. And that has effects. 10 million tons of chemical fertilizer a year to cultivate corn. And there I have an objection. The corn that they grow is not for you and me to eat. It's used to make sugar for your soft drinks, and some people think it's a good idea to make fuel for your car. I think it's dumb. Take agricultural land, prime United States agricultural land, to grow fuel for your automobile makes no sense. And, of course, all the nitrogen stuff and the waste winds up in our rivers, not to mention trucking in food from 10,000 miles away. Let's see what else is in here. 3% of Americans are vegetarians. If we all decided to switch to organic, say, meat, there wouldn't be enough. Prices would go off the price. 3% of U.S. cattle are raised organically. We've got 300 million mouths to feed. Industrial farms produce twice as much food out of every acre. Doesn't mean organic can't be done, and I encourage organic farming. Listen, it's fine. It's just more expensive right now. 5% of arable land on the earth now remains unused, so we're there. And we're going to need to increase food production 50 or 100%. And, you know, it ain't going to happen the way we're going. There are 200 pesticides that organic farmers are allowed to use. They are derived from plants and minerals and things like that. And that's okay. But remember, plants can make some pretty toxic stuff. Doesn't mean it's non-toxic. Organic pesticides may be less toxic. It takes 4 tons of manure per acre to raise food, when a bag of synthetic fertilizer will do the whole thing. What else here? An organic, regular taste test. I'm thinking of Penn & Teller and their show, which I absolutely love. I'm a fan of. And they put out organic versus conventional food, ask people to taste it. They all prefer the conventional grown food, just one fruit, so it's not really making the entire case. But then when they gave people, they cut a banana in half, and both halves were exactly the same, and told people one of the halves was organic and the other one wasn't. And, of course, people said, oh, the organic one tastes really much better. You see? Called the placebo effect. Here's a professor, and a lot of people, Warren Buffett, well, all kinds of famous people who have given up their cell phones. And here law partners saying, you know, if you called on Friday, it could be a partner asking you to work over the weekend. And we had caller ID, so then the partners would call from an outside phone, and you wouldn't see the caller ID and say, oh, we got you, you're working this weekend. And it goes on to talk about, like, here's a fellow who's a big-time guy, assistant general counsel of the CIA. You can't bring an electronic gadget into the building. He weaned himself from cell phones, which leads me to this this piece maybe some of you have read about how digital devices deprive our brain of needed downtime. And this is kind of interesting. When you keep your brain busy all the time with digital input, you are forfeiting downtime that allows you to better learn and remember information. You see study here that when animals have new experiences, like, say, exploring an unfamiliar area, their brains show new patterns of activity. But only when the rats take a break from the experience do they process those patterns in a way that creates a persistent memory. And extending that to human studies, downtime lets your brain go over experiences it's had, solidify them, and turn them into permanent long-term memory. When your brain's constantly stimulated, you prevent the learning process. And maybe this is why we seem to get dumber and dumber with time, and we are. You can measure that. We can test that. People learned better after a walk in nature than after a walk in a dense environment, like a city. We did that before. Though you feel entertained, even relaxed when you're multitasking while exercising, or you're sitting there waiting for your bus and you're watching videos and you're constantly looking at the thing, you think you're refreshing yourself, but you're fatiguing your brain. Video game industry is now coming up with video games that can be played for 2.5 minutes. To fill all that time, it goes on and on and on. Worthy of your thought. Okay, friends, I want you to tell me, where are the most macho men in the world? We're talking about testosterone levels. Where do American men's testosterone levels stack up, right, in this world of ours? All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-TALK.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable. And it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-458-0509. 1-800-458-0509. That's 1-800-458-0509. 1-800-458-0509.
You're probably sitting in traffic thinking, I'm so tired of feeling tired. I sure was. My stuffy nose kept me from breathing right and sleeping right. I tried everything. Nasal sprays, hot showers, tons of tissues. Then I tried drug-free Breathe Right. Instantly, I breathed better. I slept better. I felt better the next day.
Breathe Right, the nasal strip that instantly opens your nose. Experience better breathing yourself. Get 2 free strips at BreatheRight.com.
It's my right to breathe right. It's your right, too.
Do you know if you qualify for the credit card bailout program? There's powerful information you need to know about the Credit Card Reform Act. Banks have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. For free information, call Credit Answers at 1-800-816-0306. That's 1-800-816-0306. 1-800-816-0306. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your family is in the market for a new crossover, you may be thinking Honda Pilot, Toyota Highlander, when the smart choice would be Chevrolet Traverse. Traverse offers comfortable seating for up to 8 adults with a generous third row seat and more cargo room than Pilot and Highlander. When it comes to safety, the 2010 Traverse earned the highest possible government frontal crash test safety rating, 5 stars. And most important to me, Chevy Traverse is backed by a powertrain limited warranty that covers you for 100,000 miles or 5 years, whichever comes first. That's 40,000 miles more than Honda or Toyota. Chevrolet Traverse, a Consumer's Digest Best Buy, and the smart choice for you and your family.
Now through Labor Day weekend, save with 0% APR financing for qualified buyers on a brand new 2010 Chevy Traverse during the final days of the Chevrolet Summer Event. See your Northern California Chevy dealers for details and take delivery by September 7th.
Government star ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program, www.safercar.gov. Length of contract limited.
Life's too short to put up with that stuff. Call Dr. Dean at 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. He's got time for your pain.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Jane. How you doing, Jane? Welcome.
My son sweats only on one side of his face. Is there something to that?
Has it always been that way?
No. He was in an accident. He's a quadriplegic. And
okay.
Here lately that it's done that.
Wow. I'm so sorry. So the level at which he had damage to his spine, I would opine from the what you just described, has impinged. There's two parts of the nervous system. There's a voluntary, like I think to move my hand, versus the automatic part that keeps your breathing going and your heart and sweating and gastrointestinal function, etc. So there are little, those nerves can be damaged in an accident and they control sweating. And so I'm assuming that that is what happened. And it could be a couple of the loops. In other words, there's a signal that the body receives that, uh-oh, the skin is hot, make it sweat. And then it sends out a signal make it sweat. So either one of those directions could be interrupted. It's just like with cell phones. Sometimes one way people can hear you, you can't hear them. So there are two ways to it. So I was about to, it's funny, of course, you mentioned, you offered me the additional diagnostic information about the accident, but the first question I would have asked, which I did ask, was A, has it ever happened before? B, are there any other symptoms, neurological, et cetera? Because it would be an unusual thing to happen. There are people who have had tumors that just impinge on these loops of nerves, the sympathetic nerves that could control it. So I would certainly mention it to his doctors. I am a little surprised why this has happened relatively later in the game. How long ago did he have his accident, by the way?
8-9 years ago.
Yeah. Well, that surprises me a little, but not totally. That's something to mention. I obviously, you need to mention that to his doctor. Now, some people, I would have to say, have more sweat glands in some parts of their body than others. And that can explain asymmetry in that deal. All right. Good luck to you. All right, let's talk to Lori. How you doing, Lori?
Hi, Dr. Adele.
Hi.
Hi. My question is about bone density. And I understand that cycling isn't the best workout for building bone. But as I was riding my mountain bike over the bumps with lots of vibration, I was wondering if that could help. At all,
Lori.
Especially if you don't have full suspension.
Yeah, yes, yes, Lori, that's a brilliant question because, you know, there's a device on the market that people are seeing in health foods, in health clubs, that actually was experimented on by NASA because they are trying desperately to keep bone density up in astronauts because they're weightless. It's weight that does it. And it's a vibrating platter. And the vibrations they are assuming might help with bone density, and it might. But not major. So then the question becomes, as you're bouncing up and down, could that help? And I have no reason to doubt that it could contribute to it. You know, I wouldn't go crazy with this. Exercise isn't all about bone density. And bone density is funny. We've even found if women, if you grab a bar, like a chin-up bar, and instead of just chinning up, you just hang there. Just hang there. The pulling on your bones can increase bone density, as well as if you could stand on your head for long periods of time, on your arm. Do a handstand, you would, because pressure on your bones. And, you know, it depends on the bones. Because if you're standing there, well, your long bones, your spinal column, etc., might thicken up, but some bones might not. Gravity, you know, seems to be playing a role. And they use the exercise bicycle in space to keep bones dense, because when you push down, you are creating the equivalent of gravity. When you push down on that pedal, you see you're compressing your long bones just the way gravity would. So don't give it up. I mean, it's positive, but it might not be, say, as bone density gain as you would, say, running or jogging. But I don't know. There's been a lot of really direct comparisons in humans because it would be impractical. So I would think, yeah, I would think that was bouncing up and down in your suspension, and maybe sit on the seat a little, get some bouncing on your spine. Might even help, but don't hurt yourself, all right? We're going to talk about where in the world the most macho men are. Men in what part of the world have the highest testosterone levels, and it's actually an important study when we talk about testosterone in men and that whole business. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dunn.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. The Army Corps of Engineers says billions of dollars of work since Hurricane Katrina has made the New Orleans area much safer in the event of a storm of similar strength. This weekend marks the storm's fifth anniversary. Prices at the gas stations across the country expected to keep dropping as travelers hit the road for late summer trips. The national average pump price dropping for 17 days in a row now. And the government reported today that the economy grew at a much slower pace this spring than previously estimated. Nonetheless, the Dow was up 165. NASDAQ closed up 35, S&P 500 up 17 at the close. And the Bay Area forecast, sunshine away from the coast today, highs upper 50s oceanside to the 80s inland, a little bit cooler inland tomorrow. I'm John Bristow, KGO Radio News.
Do you feel stuck in your career or worry about the stability of your job? Do you want to earn more or return to the workforce but lack current job skills? Do you need to enhance your current college degree? Do you want to truly change your life? Santa Clara University has helped hundreds of adults change their lives with the Certificate of Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program. You are only 8 months away from a new career. Attend class once a week on either Saturday or Sunday. Begin in September and finish in May, and you can acquire all the accounting units and knowledge you need to take the CPA exam. Launch yourself into a high-paying career, job security, and lots of opportunities for advancement with the Advanced Accounting Proficiency Program at Santa Clara University. Space is limited, so don't delay. Call right now and ask about their extended weekend course. 408-554-4521. That's 408-554-4521. It all starts with a phone call. For information and videos, go to kgoradio.com.
There's more to life than a Volvo. Like the comfort of knowing the safe and secure coverage plan that comes with every new Volvo is unmatched by any other luxury brand. It's better than BMW, better than Mercedes-Benz, better than Lexus, better than Audi, Acura, and Infiniti too. In fact, you pay nothing to repair or maintain your Volvo for 5 years. This best-in-class coverage plan includes 5 years of warranty, 5 years of factory scheduled maintenance, 5 years of roadside assistance, and 5 years of wear and tear coverage, including brakes, rotors, and wiper blades. No one else comes close to giving you all of this, which is why IntelliChoice says Volvo has the lowest cost of ownership of any luxury brand. Compare for yourself at volvocars.us. There's more to life than a Volvo. That's why you drive one. Right now, lease the impressively equipped 2011 Volvo C70 for $499 a month, and your first payment is on us. Plus, receive our complimentary safe and secure coverage plan for the life of your lease. Plan excludes tires. Visit BayAreaVolvoDealers.com or call 1-800-480-9012 for details.
Hey, fellas, before we go to the game, listen up. We got to pick up a few things. Since I just got my Chase Real Cash debit card, whatever we got to get, I got it.
Hold on. I just got a Chase Real Cash debit card, too, and I want to get cash back.
I got one, too.
Introducing the Chase Real Cash debit card. It pays you up to 3% cash back automatically for everyday qualifying purchases at everyday places. Grocery stores, gas stations, coffee shops, fast food restaurants, even drugstores. And best of all, your cash back is automatically deposited monthly into your Chase checking account.
Okay, guys, let's make this quick. We know we can get cash back on things we got to get, so here's how we can get what we got to get so everybody gets cash back on what we're getting at the places we're getting it. So, if you're the one getting it, call Got It.
Got it.
Gas station.
Got it.
Coffee shop.
Got it.
Grocery store.
Got it.
Drug store.
Got it.
Everybody got it?
Got it.
Good.
The Real Cash debit card from Chase. Visit a branch or chase.com/realcash for details. Chase what matters.
$25 annual fee. Cashback percentage determined by total monthly non-PIN purchases and up to 3% cash back on non-PIN purchases in 5 real cash categories at qualifying merchants. Annual cashback cap of $500. Certain limitations apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC. Got it?
Hi, I'm Mike, marine biologist and challenge lover. Sometimes for fun, I like to do something really easy, like use my Visa debit card to buy a filet-o-fish sandwich at participating McDonald's. But you know what's not easy? Getting your pet sea lion to order it for you.
Hi, may I take your order? Excuse me, sir?
Well, at least using Visa Debit is easy.
Sir?
Visa Debit. Go with the easier way to pay. More people go with Visa. McDonald's and Filet-O-Fish are trademarks of McDonald's Corporation and its affiliate.
Office Depot has everything on your school list for less. This week, get select rulers, paper folders, and pencil cases for only 1 cent each. Valid August 22nd through the 28th, in-store only. Rulers and pencil cases limit 3, and folders limit 10 per household or business.
Now, I've been bellyaching for a long time about these testosterone mills and men thinking it's a fountain of youth, and there are some doctors who will give it to you without thinking. The latest testosterone study to try to determine if it does anything or not was stopped. Because a quarter of the men in the study getting active testosterone as opposed to placebo had heart attacks. If that doesn't impress you, then go on your merry way. All right, we need to wait and see what happens. We're concerned about prostate cancer and testosterone. Look how long it took us to learn about estrogens. So now, and I've told you that testosterone levels are all over the place. It's impossible to determine what high or low is, what normal is. Remember the study of sports cars? Put men in a two-seater sport car without anybody looking at them. You don't need women to watch you. Testosterone levels go up. Win a tennis match, they go up. Make a lot of money, they go up, etc. So this one shows that sex hormone levels depend upon your race and your geographical location. And it goes on and on and says this makes a mockery, this idea that there's a male menopause. There are a million testosterone prescriptions written in the United States every year. And be careful. Be careful. This is in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. They measured sex hormones of 5,000 older men. These are not kids. From five countries across the globe. Only five. The average testosterone level, average now, of everybody, you know, thousands of men together, varies by a lot. Twice, it varies by the way, twice as many white American men are in the low range. You just have to pick a number. I don't know what low is. So they just picked a number compared to men from Hong Kong and Japan who had the highest testosterone levels. So the American male is going to have to take a back seat here. Now, we consider it low when it goes below 300 nanograms per deciliter, but I don't know, 301 is okay, 299 is not, you know how it is. Symptoms of low testosterone may simply be symptoms of getting older. The official symptoms may be a lack of libido, may be erectile difficulty. It doesn't seem to have to do a lot with energy, doesn't seem to have to a lot to do with all kinds of things. There's a lot of mythology. Part of the reason why it differs across the globe may have to do with environmental factors like diet, social status, chemicals. Because Asian men who live in the U.S. had testosterone levels similar to Americans, while Asian men in Asia did not. Gotta love that one. That's how we started to figure out the environmental relationships to breast cancer. Japanese women in the United States had up seven times the rate of breast cancer as Japanese women living in Japan. So obviously, it's not genetics, something in the environment. Again, Asian men in the U.S. have the wimpy testosterone levels of American men. Asian men in Asia don't, so there's something we do here. You think with all the sports cars, right? Two-seater sports cars aren't that popular in Asia. So it must be something else. Don't have the answer, but you never know. Okay, let's talk to Sylvia. How you doing, Sylvia?
Hi, Dr. Dale.
Hi, what's your question?
Yes, I'd like to know something about gluten.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it and what effect it has on the body.
Okay, and why is it you're concerned about gluten?
Because I have recently bought some products and it says... they're 100% gluten.
100% gluten or 100% gluten-free?
No, 100% gluten.
Gluten, okay. Well, nothing to fear. This gluten thing has gotten totally out of whack here. It's become the latest darling of, you know, of the health faddist.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, here's what the deal is about. Because, you know, the health industry constantly needs new things to make you paranoid about. How are they going to increase sales, come up with new products? You know Madison Avenue. You know industry. So the latest thing is to make you afraid of gluten. Now, gluten is a protein that is found in wheat, rye, barley, just a plain old protein, the kind of stuff we've been eating for thousands and thousands of years. But there are some people... a small percentage of people, and maybe more than the official statistics tell us, who have a condition called celiac disease or non-tropical sprue. And in that disease, they are allergic to gluten, and their intestines rebel. And you can look at a biopsy of someone's intestines like this, and you can see the effect of it. Those people usually know who they are. Now, some have tried to say, well, there's more people with gluten enteropathy, it's called, or celiac disease with a C, C-E-L-I-A-C, than we have suspected. And I suppose that may be. Allergies are not black or white. Some people have minor allergies, a little bit of an allergy to something, and some people, they, you know, have a big reaction. But, of course, now what's happened is we're trying to blame gluten for everything, from your flagging sex life to autism. It's one of the, you know, 50 autism diets out there. By the way, let me, a quick aside here, Penn and Teller on their show did vaccinations. I'm catching up on my my DVR, some older show, but it's this season. Oh, my gosh, I am not worthy. They know how to do it. They name the names. They just make people look so, make people look as stupid as they are. And they just have a way of doing it. And they, you know, illustrate their point so classically. And they talked about, and they showed an autism convention where poor parents, you know, they go and are subjected to all these booths and all these people peddling cures. Up and down the aisle, one cure after another. And I saw lots of signs, the gluten cure. And it has nothing to do with autism. And all these other diseases they claim. And weight loss has been the big one. So, you know, Oprah did a show about, you know, gluten-free diets helping you lose weight. Nonsense. Friends, when are we going to learn? When are we going to learn? So if you're not sensitive to gluten, then go ahead. It's in all wheat and, you know, from pasta and bread and everything we've been eating. So I'm not a believer in that everybody's gluten sensitive. And the manufacturers are the worst because they're just sluts. They'll peddle whatever it is they think people are going to buy. So now you're getting all these gluten-free products. I'm surprised. I don't know what 100% gluten is, but, you know, all these gluten-free products. But there's doublethink all the time. We had some fellow call the other day about BHT and BHA. They're antioxidant preservatives used in food. Food preservatives. Oh, no, food preservatives. Yes, that's right, food preservatives. Well, walk in a health food store, you can buy them in a pill to preserve your butt. So the health food store will freak you out about don't eat food that's been artificially preserved, and yet they'll sell you a pill with the same stuff in it. So same deal with gluten. So maybe they're selling you gluten out of one door and telling you to eat gluten-free food out of another. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. By the way, that's the phone number here. One nurse standing by, no waiting, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
Please stay tuned for the following special announcement. Hydroxytone is currently releasing free trials of their clinically proven age-defying formula. But due to increased product demand, free trials are being reserved for the women who need it most. If you live in any of the following sun-damaging states, Arizona, California, Texas, or Florida, you may begin calling immediately. If you live outside these extreme areas, you may call after 8 a.m. tomorrow. 1-800-400-1504. Hydroxytone is clinically proven to visibly erase fine lines, wrinkles, even stubborn frown lines, while intense moisturizers soothe and hydrate your skin. It's everything you need in one jar, and results are guaranteed. But due to limited supplies, these risk-free trials must be reserved for those with the highest risk of serious sun damage. If you live in Arizona, California, Texas, or Florida, call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. Everyone else may call tomorrow after 8 a.m. Call 1-800-400-1504. If lines are busy, keep trying. All calls will be answered. 1-800-400-1504.
At Orchard Supply Hardware, we're celebrating Founders Days to honor the growers who founded our first store as a farmer's co-op. This Saturday and Sunday, get 20% off any single item, except appliances, with the MyPick coupon you'll find in the paper, online, or at the store. MyPick means what's on sale is up to you. Because Founders Days isn't about a special item. It's about special customers. The kind who would like nothing better than to celebrate in a hardware store with 20% off. All 3M products are 20% off, too. Like Scotch Blue Painter's Tape, Filtreat Air Cleaning Filters, 3M Sandpaper, and Command Picture Hanging Strips. All practical, useful things from 3M. Things you'd expect to find at a place like Osh. So join us for Founders Days at Orchard Supply Hardware, where this weekend, you get to pick what's on sale.
Welcome to the REI Labor Day Sale. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a roomy, cozy...
REI Basecamp 4 tent?
Right, that. And some comfortable...
Keen Newport H2 sandals.
Perfect. And with all that hiking...
Black Diamond trekking poles.
Wow, you really know your stuff.
We know what you need because we know what you love. Gear up for late summer fun at the REI Labor Day Sale. Save up to 30% on great gear and clothing, August 27th through September 6th. Visit REI or REI.com. REI, find out.
At Porsche, they never grow tired of firsts, and they're happy to introduce yet another first, the Porsche Panamera, the first authentic sports car for four. Now, through August 31st, lease a 2011 Panamera for $1,149 a month for 36 months. $2,969 due at lease signing, excludes destination charge, tax, title, and license fee. For details about costs and terms, call 1-800-PORSCHE or visit bayarea.porschedealer.com. Porsche, there is no substitute.
Everybody, Dr. Zinadel here. Welcome back. Let's talk to Randy. How you doing, Randy?
Good afternoon, Doctor. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
It's a beautiful day here in Northern California. Yesterday, I went to my orthopedic surgeon, and I've had a long-standing problem here with my left shoulder. Now he says I've got an impingement syndrome, and we were going to be looking at a surgery. Well, it's a very invasive surgery, 4 to 6 months in rehab. However, he did indicate to me he has a urologist friend that's been working with the ultrasound situation to try to dissolve this calcium deposit I've developed around this tendon. And he said, look, it's going to be a little bit weird. You're going to get a call from a urologist. I wanted to know what you knew about this program. He said it's only been around about a year and a half. They've had some fairly good success, and it's going to be really hard for me to be down for 4 to 6 months.
I'm not sure what the there are orthopedists who have the same deal, so I'm not quite sure why the urologist, unless the urologist has figured out how to use the ultrasound that we use to break up kidney stones in a way that to modify it, to use it for calcium and tendons and ligaments. So maybe he's supporting his buddy's purchase of this new fancy, very expensive machine. Sounds like a situation to be careful of, to tell you the truth. It can work. It's just been hard to get data because some of these newer machines that come out so fast, and the FDA, when they approve medical devices, the criteria are different than approving a new drug. So if there's devices that are even remotely resemble the new one, it gets approved because previous devices have been approved, and they don't have the kind of criteria available to discriminate against a new manufacturer of a similar device. I would. I'd get another opinion, tell you the truth. I did just for fun and explain the situation to the new person. And I would, yes, I think it's reasonable to try anything conservative other than surgery that's going to put you down for 4 to 6 months. Shoulder surgery is tricky. The shoulder does not take kindly to a lot of abuse. A lot of organs in the body are like that. You got to be very delicate with them. And a lot of physical therapists would tell you, you know, unless you've gone that route, that physical therapy might be helpful and might loosen things up in there, and that the calcium won't form when things are moving. It's kind of like kidney stones don't form when the urine is moving freely. It's people who don't get enough water or maybe and concentrate their urine that causes this. So I think ultrasound has a role, and yet I'm a little skeptical about being a guinea pig and about someone using a urological machine, and yes, unless the urologist is branching out and he bought the orthopedic machine. So I got to leave the rest up to you. All right, let's talk to Claire. How you doing, Claire?
Hey, good, thank you. I'm actually calling to give you some information in that if there's a study being done to say that breast cancer is caused potentially by hot tubs and the ducts of the breast taking in germs and things from hot tubs. And Marin County has the highest number of hot tubs per capita and also the highest number of breast cancer patients. And if you take that and separate that but say, okay, your low levels of testosterone, I think hot tubs are also linked to low levels of testosterone and you know, low sperm counts. And so I'm just thinking that might be the correlation, might be hot tubs in the way that we live that is causing both of those things to occur.
Whoa, go back at me. Now, first, the hot tub testosterone link, in terms of hot tubs heating up men's testicles and lowering sperm production. Is that where you're going with that? I'm not sure that links to breast cancer. Or you're talking about breast cancer.
Does that not affect testosterone levels and production?
In women?
In men. So you had said that we have a phenomenon going where we have the lowest levels of testosterone and the highest incident of breast cancer, correct?
Right, but the testosterone's in men, the breast cancer's in women.
Right. But why is that? It doesn't happen in Japan, right? Why is that? And if you look at the...
Well, in Japan, probably... Listen, wait, let's go back for a second. First of all, the Marin County thing is absolute nonsense. That's been disproven a few times. Marin County, for what it is, it relates to demographics is what they've figured out. There's been some very careful analyses that have gone past the original data claiming Marin County women had high breast cancer, because when they looked at other areas of the country where the demographics were the same, because for some reason, upper-class women and women with more money have more breast cancer. It may have to do, if you link all the things, remember, breast cancer is not caused by one thing. There's a whole list of factors that will account for most breast cancer, not all of it, but things like consumption of alcohol, lack of exercise, gaining weight, you know, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. Maybe more mammograms, maybe more access to health care. And in Japan, I would say they probably spend more time in hot tubs because that's a traditional way of bathing. Well, they don't use showers in Japan. They sit in these little round wooden tubs, and they would outnumber any amount of, you know, hot tubs in Marin County. Now, the myth is Marin County has more hot tubs, but I don't think that's true. I think it has to do with the demographics. You go to L.A. where they, you know, in Beverly Hills, and there's tons of hot tubs are very, very popular. And in terms of a male, I don't know whether hot tubs will decrease a man's testosterone. They might decrease sperm production because the sperm cells are actively growing and the body goes through great pains to cool the testicle because of the production of sperm, not necessarily the production of testosterone. And the idea that germs and something in hot tubs penetrate the breasts is like total nonsense. You know, a fifth grader with anatomy would understand that. Anything goes through the skin, if it goes through the skin at all, and it doesn't, it's going to be swept away by lymph and blood flow. So it's very unusual for an area of the body that receives something through the skin to affect disease because it is all washed, washed away. So, you know, that's the story. That's the story there. So be careful when you state things as if they're facts, and then it gets rumor, and then before you know it, we got to spend our lives trying to dispel these rumors that so many impressionable people, you know, will believe. So I'm sorry to shoot down some of the ideas, but if you get any factual information on it, I'd be very happy to consider it and talk about it on the radio. You can send it off to Heather. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dina Dell here.
Hello, Ehart Pulley here. Art comes from the unconscious, but I do not want you to miss the Sausalito Art Festival. Therefore, to make you present and conscious.
It's the Sausalito Art Festival. Three big fun days. Labor Day weekend with 20,000 works of art, gourmet food, fine wine, fun for kids, and great music.
This is one terrific festival, the fabulous Sausalito Art Festival. Give yourself the gift of great art and rock on.
Extend your summer with three more days of summer fun, art, food, wine, and great music. Saturday, see The Fix, Modern English, and The Bangles. And on Sunday, see Pablo Cruz, Dave Mason, and The Tubes. And on Monday, Labor Day, see Jefferson Starship, Sons of Champlin, and see Mavis Staples. Take the ferry, ride your bike, and come and enjoy the Sausalito Art Festival, sponsored by the San Francisco Chronicle, KGO Radio, Stella Artois, and Molly Stone's Markets.
When you drive a hybrid, you're not just driving a car, you're driving an idea of helping out, of saving things, like gas, trees, water, and air. What if driving a hybrid could help you save on auto insurance? Now it can. Ask a farmer's agent about our hybrid discount, one of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Let us help you save more than the planet. Find your agent today at farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
At Metro PCS, get the BlackBerry Curve 8530 smartphone with GPS, Wi-Fi, and no annual contract. Plus a $50 mail-in rebate and unlimited BlackBerry service for just $60 a month. Taxes and regulatory fees included. Metro PCS.
Hello.
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 wireless for all.
Certain restrictions apply. See store or metropcs.com for details. BlackBerry Curve is only available with $60 service plan. $50 mail-in rebate is a limited time offer for a prepaid Visa card. Use of MetroPCS services acknowledges acceptance of the MetroPCS terms and conditions of service found at metropcs.com.
What if we told you that you have instant access to exciting Visa Signature credit card perks that'll make your every day a little more special? Well, with Visa Signature, you get great perks, like discounted tickets to Sonoma Wine Country Weekend, a premier wine and food event presented by Visa Signature September 3rd through the 5th over Labor Day weekend. Use your Visa Signature card now and get savings on tickets to intimate winemaker lunches and dinners, a grand tasting event at McMurray Ranch featuring more than 200 world-class wineries and chefs, and a live auction and celebration at Klein Cellars. For more details, visit SonomaWineCountryWeekend.com. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you're just a click away from dozens of perks, in addition to the points, miles, or cash back you already earn. Check out the full list of perks at Visa.com/signature. More people go with Visa. Offer is subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Purchases must be made with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card.
Hi, Liz. Welcome to the program.
Thanks so much. I have an autistic daughter, and for many people in the autism community, the jury is still out as far as the vaccine debate with the MMR.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Liz, because we don't have a lot of time. Why is it a lot of people in that community want to believe the vaccine is a cause? Why is that?
Well, we did note a real sort of dramatic change, and this was even before we were warned. The night my daughter got her MMR, there was a real, real significant change.
But listen, the thousands and millions of kids who get MMR shot, of course, a lot of them have reactions from soreness and fever, etc. They get them so often that it's you're bound to think of causation as opposed and correlation, and get them confused. It's normal, but do you think that I'm stupid, or there's people out there who know something I don't know? I read the literature all the time. I have no biases in this. I'm not connected to any pharmco. And I don't understand why folks would choose to disagree with 99.99% of real scientists, the people who ally themselves on the other side, who claim to do all the research, etc. Man, I could cut them up in little pieces. The research is weak. It's about innuendo. We need to move on so we can help your child. It's just a waste of money to keep doing these vaccine studies and find that they do not cause autism. We want to help your kids. Let science do what it does best, which is get to the truth. Join us for the next broadcast.
It's back. Sleep Train's mattress price war sale is on now, challenging top manufacturers to offer even lower prices. But it's not just about saving you money. It's about improving the quality of your life by improving your sleep. Right now at Sleep Train, you'll save up to $500 on selected Simmons Beautyrest, Sealy Posturepedic, and Certavera Wang mattress sets. And for a limited time, get 36 months interest-free financing on Tempur-Pedic, the most highly recommended bed in America. No interest if you pay in full within 3 years on approved credit with just minimum payments required. So ask about all your finance options at Sleep Train. As always, Sleep Train offers free same-day delivery when you buy before 2, free setup and removal of your old set. And if you find a comparable mattress for less, Sleep Train will beat that price by 5% 100 days after you purchase. It's Sleep Train's mattress price war sale on now with savings of up to $500 on your new mattress. You won't just be improving your sleep, you'll be improving the quality of your life. Superior service, best selection, and lowest prices guaranteed. Sleep Train is your ticket to a better night's sleep.
We felt very cared for. It felt very personal. These guys earned our business.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ and 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. Call or go online to shop over 400 new and certified pre-owned Mercedes from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland, like Walter from Oakland.
The amazing thing was the price. It knocked my socks off. I bought the car.
During the summer event, a new 2010 C300 Sport with Bluetooth, sunroof, power seats, and more is just $36,285. Five at this price at each location. Which Mercedes is waiting for you? Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ for Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland and find out. Ton from Hercules did.
The pricing was right. The car was right. The color was right. So everything was right. Even a student right out of college could afford it.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
Expires August 31st, 2010.